Also my username of Insta suggests,
Right.
so being teacher's favorite, having friends and like proper everything around me, but like I always felt something was missing, and I couldn't understand what is that, but I always felt like some piece of this puzzle is missing.
Hello and welcome back to It's a Postman podcast, season 3. I hope you're doing great. I know I was away for a year almost from podcasting, the one I love doing the most. I'm sure you'll appreciate I needed a break. But I'm back now and things have changed a lot in the year. Countries are at war with each other. Hatred for minorities is on the rise and the ones in power are fueling the hate or are silent without condemning it. Now, the scariest part of it all is the last bit. Where the ones in power staying silent, this automatically strengthens the perpetrator. Honestly, I don't know where we are headed, but I know one thing, and only love can bind us all. And hate will keep increasing the distance, and it won't stop with bloody gutters or even when the imaginary enemy is dead. It'll engulf us all. Hate is such a thing that it knows no friends. Hate eventually will even destroy the hater. I'm going to do what I do best, spread love as much as I can. I believe we need to generate equal, if not more, amount of love in the society for sustainability, you know, in a manner of saying. So here I am with my very first episode of season 3 with lots of love. Now, love is love. Love knows no boundaries either, just like hate. One cannot choose whom to love. It comes from within. Let's find out more on love from our wonderful and cute little lovebirds, my guests for today, Rahul and Vaibhav. Rahul is from my alma mater, Tulani Maritime Institute. If you followed my podcast last year, I did an episode with girls from Tulani and their struggles and pains that they have gone through. This time we will hear some more stories, but from a different perspective. I can go on talking about it at our college, but let me stop here. Now, Rahul has a partner, Vaibhav, an HR professional at one of the leading multinational companies. Welcome to my show, Vaibhav and Rahul. It's a pleasure to have you both on my opening episode for this season. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Madhav. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
All right. So I've got two small things before we start the episode off, kickoff. One is a surprise from my side, and one is a surprise. You'll like the surprise. You'll know eventually. Which one do you want first?
Well, I'm not really grand on surprises, so whatever you want to throw at us, please go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry. It's not. I'm not here to scare you guys off. But what I'm planning to do is I'll give you 30 seconds each to give a perspective of life that you have right now. And the better answer, the winner, we'll get to ask a question to your partner instead of me.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting. Okay. 30 seconds. All right.
And the qualifiers will be, you know, technical aspects, how well crafted. You can start off by introducing yourself, and then so that people know. The judgment is also correct or not. So you can start off better. Otherwise, it's difficult to know who's speaking, right?
Right.
So who wants to go first? I have a timer. To be fair, I have a timer. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I guess we should let the man with many words start first. That's me.
Yes, sir.
Sure. I'll start then.
Okay. In 3, 2, 1, you have 30 seconds. Go.
Hi everyone, this is Rahul, and first of all, happy Pride Month to everyone who all are listening to us. Very important. So, perspective of life. Okay, right now in my mind is to live in the present. Present is beautiful. Present is present. Don't worry about future and don't have a guilt trip about your past. Just such a waste of time. So just live in the present and enjoy your life.
Okay, well done. Well done, well done, well done. Now it's Vaibhav. You ready, Vaibhav?
Okay. Yeah, right. I'm ready.
In 3, 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, happy Pride Month to all. This is Webhav and perspective of life. I mean, I'm not really grand on words, but as Rahul said, to live in the present and also, you know, respect yourself. So I think I am learning to do that the hard way. So, you know, one should really, you know, look into that and, you know, cater to yourself better so that you can cater to others better. So that's all. Thank you.
Wow. Wonderful. Respect yourself and cater to yourself. Okay, I think we have a clear winner. We have a lot of points, well articulated. Rahul, we have to give it to Webhav this time.
What? Oh my God. Okay, fine.
You don't agree with it? You don't agree?
No, fine. Fine. It's all right. You are the moderator here. You have the judgment. You have to make the judgment.
I told you, I'm not talking about the emotional aspects of it. He had clearly more points. You took 15 seconds to get to this. But you had a very good point, and I really loved it. And he used your point. And I thought...
Yes, he used my point.
But so it's yours.
I mean, your points are my points. Fine. Have a cookie. Thank you.
So, Webhav, you get to ask a question of your choice to Rahul during the entire time of the podcast. And you can tell me when you want to ask that question.
Awesome. All right.
You have the liberty.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Awesome. Now, there's one small sweet message from Rahul for you. So, as both of you, I think you both know that I asked you describe your partner in one line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you both had sent me one line each, so it's a sweet little message to start the episode. And a surprise from my side, and then message from yours.
Okay,
Rahul, for you, Webhav. Ameer to kahi hote hain is dunya mein, ye rahees hai.
Oh my God,
cheesy, very cheesy.
Oh my God,
but I just when I say it out loud, it feels cheesy.
Just spilling facts. Okay, to all the listeners out there, please do not believe that. It's not true. It's just something that he has made up to satisfy himself for certain stuff. That's that. Hashtag not a sugar daddy. Yeah.
There's one more for you. Bonus, Webhav, for winning. He says, like this once again, West Delhi conquered South Delhi territory.
No. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
If there is a hidden message, you might want to explain that.
Yeah, there actually is. So the fact is that he's from the northwest part of Delhi. So it's like he lives in the West Delhi of North Delhi. And I am from South Delhi. So, you know, how the saying goes, people from South Delhi are. So it's something to do with that.
Okay.
Delhi people will relate. Yeah, I guess your Delhi listeners would relate to that.
Yeah. Could be. Yeah.
Yay, yeah. Where's the Ross?
There's a message for you also, Rahul, from Webhav. Mm-hmm. He says, you are the calm to his chaos.
Okay, that's it. Yeah, I really, it took me a long time to
answer. I thought two, three lines will come along.
No, not really.
Okay, but,
no, the question was one-liner.
Oh, yeah, one-liner, of course. Right.
You know the question. That's a one-liner.
Oh, yeah. I really struggled with that one, Madhav. You really put me in a spot with that one.
Hey, but I gave you a lot of days.
You did. Time. And, you know, yet I came up with that. So just imagine my, you know, my ply here.
No, but I like a good one. Agree with what you said.
It was a really good one. Very sweet.
Thanks.
So let's start.
Yeah.
Shall we start?
Yes, sure.
Thanks for joining again, guys. It was, I hope you enjoyed the first couple of minutes of banter type chat and, you know, introduction. So Rahul and Webhav, I want to know how your brought up was in terms of your perspective on your bringing up in terms of sexuality,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
Because we know it's different from the straight people that other people have, right? Right. How different was it? I mean, it was different for me for sure. How different was it for you? And what do you have to say? Go ahead. Anyone can start.
So for me, I have been, you know, I was born and brought up in a very privileged environment, to be, you know, fair. And I have never had to ask for anything. And I've always, you know, I come from a very privileged family, I would say. And I do realize my privileges as well. But with respect to my sexuality, I haven't been that privileged, I would say. I come from a family who are not really supportive of my lifestyle, I would say, or you know, my reality. And they have been struggling for that for a while now. And it's been a couple of years that we've had discussions on and off about it. But still, they have been, you know, a constant rift around it. And it's still the situation isn't really great. I mean, they're aware about my sexuality, but they choose to be in denial about it. And it's tough to, you know, deal with that on an everyday basis. But I think I'm growing out of it now. And I think my job was to, you know, inform them about it, or, you know, to let them know how things are, and whether or not they have to accept it or not, it's up to them. And I understand they might take some time to come around it, but yeah, it's really in their territory now. And this is something that, you know, I was actually, you know, I was actually spoon-fed this through Rahul. I mean, he has really turned my life around in that perspective.
Wow.
That's so really grateful.
But when was the time when you got to know that there was an attraction towards, you know, different people from what the society always has said? And when did you find the difference, and when did you start to come to terms with it? Like, how was that period, that confusion or whatever it was for you at that time? What was it? And
okay, so I think I've always had a sense that, you know, I am into men from a very young age, I would say.
Right.
And but yeah, I think I was around early in my teens, I would say 13 or 14 years old, when I actually, you know, got a bit, you know, educated about it through via online, you know, forums, you could say, or let's say I Googled things about it. I had access to Google back then. And then that's when I realized, okay, you know, this is what it is actually called. This is being gay. And you know, I it took me some time, but I came around it, and I made my terms with it. So I would say I was 13 or 14 years old, but I was not really active in the social circles back then. I started my journey, you know, to know other people from the community when I was, I think, 16 or 17 years old, and ever since then it's only been you know, a learning curve for me since then. So I learn everything.
Wow, nice.
I learn something new every day, I would say. And there's still a lot that I need to learn and unlearn. A lot of society norms that I still have in me, which I need to unlearn. And I think that's pretty much about it.
Wow, nice. How did you feel, Rahul? How was your childhood with respect to in the sexuality lens?
So, first, like, my childhood was very, you know, I have very caring and loving parents, and you know, like the Adarsh Balak, the ideal child, as to my username of Insta suggests. So right. You know, being teacher's favorite, having friends, and like proper everything around me. But like, I always felt something was missing, and I couldn't understand what is that. But I always felt like some piece of this puzzle is missing.
The whole.
Yeah, because I had everything. I had friends, family, and you know, even in academics, I was doing well, and I had everything. But still, something was missing, and for a very long time, I couldn't figure that out. I would say I was late bloomer in that sense. By the age of 22, I think 22, 23, I came to terms with myself that, okay, this is what who I am, and I'm confident about it, and I'm proud of it. These three are different things, because these
why
are the
that stages age, do you think is something related to the college, and then you're done now, now it is sort of
as a part of it, I would say, not a whole thing, but as a part of it, I would say, firstly, I would like, I think that I didn't have exposure till that time so much about the community or the knowledge about it, so that I could understand about myself that, okay, what is going on with me is normal, what is going on with me is like acceptable. So those kind of things weren't around me, and what we see in Bollywood today, I don't think that that time, even like 5 years down the line, there was much about it. There was
there are bad things.
Yeah. So, and then the second thing was the surrounding. Firstly, the school I was in, like that time, though, I was totally, I would say, I was indulging at academics. So I didn't, you know, see on the other side, okay, there is something on sexuality also.
Right.
That was like on the like second part. Mm-hmm. So after that, I went to college, and you know how college is. Like, that was, I would say, training institute, not a college. To be more specific, training institute surrounded by, you know, professors and everything. And that surrounding, I don't think, is a very appropriate environment to, you know, explore about yourself, or to know about yourself. So that...
You would want to definitely keep it in the closet at that. In that.
Yeah, I mean, although I was in the exploring state, but even if I would have explored, I wouldn't dare to come out at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it would be, I'm not sure about the current status, but I don't think at that time it was safe,
I agree, I completely agree.
Yeah.
So, term existed is something that I had known when I went to this college, and gay was associated with word chakka, which is derogatory even today for any particular subculture you want to use. This is for all the listeners, and for me, gay, chakka, these were synonyms. That's what I was introduced to. So everywhere you go, that was the word that was used, and like, you know, it's definitely not conducive for one to explore sexuality, just like you said. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad you guys have embraced and doing good with that. And I really, I understand what you're trying to say, you know, again. And it's important that our listeners do get a sense of that lifestyle as well. Now, you are a mariner, Rahul. Mm-hmm. I know we keep chatting. We started chatting recently, and we know now. I get to know. I've lived that life, so I know how the life is, how the lifestyle is. How do you deal with it, the long distance?
Long distance, I think.
No, you don't.
Vaibhav can answer about this thing.
I will get to Vaibhav. I'll get to Vaibhav. You are. I mean, there are two aspects to it, right? We as marine, used to the distance. We know, because we are away, we understand the distance people have, but people on the other side don't know.
Right.
And a lot of it becomes very complex for us. At least I can speak for mariners. So why don't you go first?
Yeah, I mean, I chose this life, right? So I was ready for it. I knew that this thing will happen anyways, irrespective of my relationship status. I'm single or something, that I will be distant from my loved ones for a long period of time in a year. So I was mentally ready for that. And even now also, I'm okay with that. Okay, it is how it is. Big deal. Like, I can't do anything about it. This is my life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm totally like in terms with that. On the other hand, like, I always tell people, like, and I tell myself, okay, this is my life. I had no choice about it. But Vaibhav chose to, you know, get himself into this situation. So it's way difficult for him than for me.
Yeah.
Because I have like literally no, no one around me.
No, I don't. I don't think I will say it's way difficult. Yes, it is difficult in a different way for people on the other side because they don't know what's going on. You have chosen, fair enough. You have chosen, yes, because you have a choice of profession. You choose. It's fine. Mm. But added to that, you use that excuse to not feel bad or not feel alone or distant. And you know the life on ships can be difficult. It is not hunky dory. It's not merry-go-round every day.
Of course,
a lot of complexities.
It's not an easy life. It's not an easy life.
Yeah.
So I don't add difficulties to that. When I know that life will be difficult there, so I try to keep it very,
Baba Rahul baat kar rahe hain abhi.
Baba Rahul is always online.
Oh God.
He's always online.
look, it's my philosophy. This is how I function.
No, fair enough.
When we are 5-6 months out at sea, I have myself to talk to. You know, I talk with myself a lot. So
you reach out to yourself for your expert opinion.
Yeah, I reach out to myself for
we don't have anybody else to reach out to at that time.
Yeah, so and that's a very beautiful thing. When I come here back home, I get so busy with friends, family, relatives, and everyone. I don't get time to sit with myself to see, okay, how am I feeling today? Talk to myself. And when I'm at sea, I feel so peaceful. I feel so connected to myself. I have time with myself. I think about stuff, about perspective of life, and I try to make it as simple as possible because I know there are things which are difficult out at sea. So if I pile on other difficulties, it will become more tough for me.
That's a very smart way to look at it.
Yeah. So just keep it easy.
Whatever. Floor is yours.
Okay. So yeah, that's true. Definitely, having to live away from loved ones on a everyday basis, and you're going to do that for the rest of your life for a prolonged period in a year, it's definitely difficult. And and it's just not with not having to be with the loved ones, it's actually having to be away for a just away. It's like it's just you and no one around you. I'm sure he has his colleagues there, but I don't know how gel up they, how well they gel up with each other or not. And I assume that you have different colleagues every time you board the ship,
mostly,
right?
Mostly.
Yeah. So you don't even see the same faces there every time you're there. So yeah, I understand it's very difficult. Yeah, for me, I always pushed myself away from situations where I had to deal with distance because I'm not really great at it. For me, I've always been around, in situations or circumstances where I would say proximity mattered to me. It still does. But I think this is something that maybe I saw around me, I would say, or this is what normal was for me, that the more closer you are to your partner or your loved ones, the the better your relationships bloom with them. Right. But I don't know, something happened with him. I did not really plan on this to happen, and it's just it's very surprising for me as well at times. Like, what did I get myself into? To be very honest and to be very candid right now, I am.
What
still
are the things that you miss the most?
Okay, so to be honest, yeah, it is difficult when he's not here. There are times when it gets very difficult because I long that, I long for him at times.
Hug.
Just that I know just he's just a text away or on. But when he's on ship, he's not a text away. He's in a different time zone. He's probably working at that hour. And then I cannot bombard him with whatever I'm feeling, right? Because he has a lot to process there by himself, so I cannot just go to him and be like, Rahul, this is happening with me right now, and I need you right now. I really cannot do that. I have to be mindful of whatever I am, telling him or whatever emotions I'm conveying to him. And I don't know. It's like, had it been for someone else and not him, I might not have done this. I might not have chosen this, I would say. But he makes it easy. I wouldn't say easy, but yeah, it makes it bearable. He makes it, you know, less difficult or troublesome to manage a long distance relationship. Because even though
that's stressed to already stressed life.
He is like a gazillion miles away from me, but yet he sometimes, you know, it feels like he's not that far away.
Right.
Yeah, thanks to technology, I would say.
Yeah, the technology, but also
we have Wi-Fi on board now, and you know, even if we can't video call, we can.
Yeah, at least we're connected. We're connected throughout the day. We know what's happening with each other. Yeah.
Like when I started sailing, I'm not ancient, but everybody said when I started sailing, things were different. No. The reason why I said I'm not ancient is because everybody says that when I started sailing, it's a very common thing that you will hear among sailors.
Mm-hmm.
When I started sailing, but really, when I stopped sailing and things have changed in the past 10 years, I don't know how much it has changed. But when I started sailing in 2006, we used to get a satellite phone cards for $40, and you would get a talk time of 42 minutes.
Okay, so yeah, so talk times are not really.
And there was always a lag. So you speak, you wait for two, three seconds for it to reach, and they will respond. And then after 2-3 seconds, you will hear. So it's never real time. So to where it is now with what Wi-Fi is on board and things of technology wise, things probably have gotten a little better. Yeah. But I keep hearing things have gotten a little worse on the ship side. So for life is becoming a little difficult.
That's
for
a
the
different
sailors.
Topic altogether.
It's a different topic altogether. We will not get there. But so in these times when he's away, I'm sure you all have friends. You're from Delhi, so it's not a very big thing. You have friends. So isn't it important to have a community feeling? What do you guys think? Like, do you guys feel like people who know genuinely about your love, people who have accepted you? And most of us don't get it from families. Many of us don't get it from families. And how it is important for you to have a community of friends who know what's going on in your life for support?
Okay, so it's I would say it's really important, because, you know, I can reach out to my best friend when I cannot reach out to him, and she listens to my banter, she listens to my rants. It's 1 in the morning or be it 2 in the morning, doesn't matter. When I'm reaching out, she's there. So yeah, kudos to her for listening to me, I would say. So yeah, definitely, you know,
we can thank her from this.
Yeah, so yeah, thank you so much. You know, I'm gonna share this with her, and she might not see this coming, but yeah, I'm really, really grateful for her, you know, her existence in my life.
Thank you, Anjali.
So yeah, that's that. So apart from her as well, you know, people from the community who are you know, aware about our relationship, they're always, you know, checking on me, you know, when is Rahul coming back.
Let me, allow me.
Of course.
I mean, just adding on to that, community, we are very active and famous in community.
I wouldn't say famous, but yeah.
Not just in Delhi. And I'm not even myself. He...
Whatever is coming up is just an exaggeration of his emotions.
He acts as a leader of the community. He knows everyone by name. By name. Even by name.
I can give a logic to that. You know, I have been active in the community for like over a decade now, I would say. I'm 26 right now. I started very early. I was, I think, 16 when I started, you know, socializing in the community. And so it's been, you know, over a decade.
You're a celebrity in the LGBT community.
I am not a celebrity. I am not at all a celebrity.
He's a celebrity in the
celebrity. I just happen to know a lot of people, you know, through my experience and through my
Rahul, my life is similar. I know.
My heart.
I know when you have a celebrity boyfriend or a partner.
Yeah.
I am not a celebrity. This is an exaggeration, please.
Like, everyone know him. And he knows everyone.
So I just gave you the reason for that, right? I have been active for a very long time.
And now, so through him, people know me.
And you have a hence, fan base of yourself.
And hence, no, us.
No, it's a fan base of your own. So please.
So yeah, in terms of community, I think we are well settled.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people have been really supportive. People have been really supportive, and you know, a lot of my friends keep checking on me when he's not around. Either they want to know about, you know, when he's coming back, and who are like close to me, they understand the, you know, the my they know that I was not never a person who was into long distance relationships, and yet here I am actually in a committed, you know, serious relationship, I would say, and that too long distance. And long distance, which is never going to end, which is going to be there, you know, till the time he's going to serve. Yeah, and they come in very handy at times, you know. So, yeah, I'm actually blessed, I would say, in that regard.
See, I wish, I mean, you know, if you were a married couple, as in not a man or a wife, you could have taken your wife on board. I think they should relax the laws, probably, to have your partners taken on board along. Yeah, well, maybe that would be fun.
That's a very...
Yeah, he did mention that idea to me, that, you know, married partners of the sailors are allowed on board. What? I was like, I'll just drop my, you know, job and take me with you. I'm fine traveling.
You should take a sabbatical and go for a year long.
Mm-hmm. I can work from ship. I have those privileges.
We have very limited connectivity.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's not fancy on ships. Wherever.
I understand.
You will get bored.
I do understand.
WhatsApp में दो टिक चले जाए तो बहुत बड़ी बात है.
I know, right? I know. I've been on the recipient end. I know when you were gone for days. There have been times when he was away for days and I did not know what's up with him because there was no network in that, you know, timeline.
Yeah.
So yeah, it gets challenging at that time.
How about your like family? Have they accepted? I mean, you told us a little bit about how it was a little struggle, but how is it now?
So my family is still struggling with my sexuality. They are not, they're not supportive. They're not accepting towards it. They've acknowledged it, but they're still in denial, and they choose not to talk about it, not to have an open conversation around it. And so it's been this way for a long time. I have interjected a lot of times in between, but you know, it hasn't borne me any fruits there.
Okay.
Though I keep trying to, you know, poke that conversation in his family through me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So that my name, you know, is there in his home.
So, I mean, time and again, there have been time and again.
I know, right? They're missing out so much.
So yeah, time and again, there have been instances where, you know, the topic came up and they have acted very negligent towards it, very full of ignorance. And it's hurtful, but I have learned to live with it now, and I really don't care as much about it as I used to do in the previous days.
Yeah, it's sad that you come to that conclusion that you don't care for it anymore. I mean, it's in one place it is an unconditional love that the parents talk about, and the moment you bring up these conversations, it suddenly becomes conditional. I will love you, but I will only love you.
I would love the version of you that is comfortable for me.
There are terms and conditions applying. You didn't read it when you were born. So, you didn't sign it.
TNC applied.
Yeah. How is it for you, Rahul? I mean, I know I saw your mom's, your birthday photos where your mom was, you and your mom modeled for ice cream at, what's that restaurant we didn't go to?
We went to Daryaganj only.
How is it?
In the different venue, different mall.
Okay, different mall, okay.
That was
so good. I know that your mom good. Is very supportive, and I think recently came across your official quiz of Bombay. But how is it? How did you come across all the support from community support? You're far away. How does all these things work dynamics for you?
So I think 2-3 years back, 2020, like after first COVID wave, when I come back home from our ship. So while COVID was going on here, I was on board ship. And at that time, it just struck me, like if something happened to me or to my family, this is such a big thing about me they are not aware of. And I thought then that this time when I will go home, I will come out to them. I will try to come out to them. So when I came back one fine day, we were just sitting, me and my mom, and actually we were taking afternoon nap. And I thought about it like 5 minutes in my mind, should this is the right, is this the right time to spill it out or what? And I was just thinking about it and I started crying. I don't know why. I started crying. And then she was wondering, like, what happened? Why are you crying? And then she also started crying. Manika, I asked, like, why are you crying? She asked, why are you crying? Then there, I just said it. I just said it straightforward. And to my surprise, like, she was aware about it because I was a bit confused also earlier that, like, even, like, does she know about this term? So she knew about it.
Right.
She knew about it. And that time, of course, there was so much confusion. Like, what is going on here? Because it's a very big news for parents. And then suddenly my father came from work. And my mom told him that, see, he's saying like this. Just imagine what my father said. Give a wild guess.
No, I can't.
So he said, okay, let me take a nap. We'll talk afterwards. So, nap way greater than my coming out moment.
Yeah, nap is more important.
And that moment, my mom laughed so hard. What is going on? He wants to sleep. So later that evening, so he said, okay, tell me what is going on. I told him. So it's like my mother, she's very open to, you know, accepting new things, to learn about new things, to try out new things. On the other hand, my father is a bit, you know, a hard shell to break. Like he have some, you know, thought. He has some thoughts about something. So it's very difficult to pierce through it, to penetrate through it and, you know, give him a different perspective. Although he's like very calm and cool and everything, but I understand from the background, from the his upbringing he's coming from, that it's difficult for him to understand this thing. So I gave him like all the video sources through which he might understand what is this and how is this normal. And but it was getting a bit difficult, although on the very second day, my mother and I were joking about it. Like I was just saying, okay, now you don't have to give any dowry and anything. All your jewelry is saved with you now. And she laughed so hard. Yeah, my jewelry is my with me now. I'm not giving to anyone. So yeah. So after a few days, I consulted one psychotherapist so that she can make my father more informed about this thing, because I can, you know, make him understand at certain level, but after which I cannot. I don't have that professional knowledge, you know, to deal with this. So I took them there and we had a very long conversation, and after which he understood this thing. Okay, nothing can be done about it. It is how it is. And now to accept it and to be happy about it is in your hand. Nothing can be done from my end now. So that was the conclusion, and that was like enough for me. I wasn't expecting them to, you know, be very open and about it in 2 days. When I took so many years to come to terms with myself, I cannot expect them to be okay within 2 days. I only expect them to have sufficient information with no misinformation in it to make a fine judgment about it.
Right.
So I left it on them, and since then till now, nothing has changed. Everything has been good. And I think they have an idea about him. He comes to come to my place a lot, and he spends a lot of time with my father. Like when I take him to see off, he spends 1 hour there to just to chat with him, and I'm just standing like, okay, when this conversation will end?
Well, it's so rude. When,
they are fond of him now. They're fond of him. Even my dog, she's That's like, so take me home.
Okay, so I would That's like great. To add on about the discussion with his father. So, you know, in my family, it's like what I have seen from my parents, you know, what I've learned from their expectations around my friends is whenever my friends or my siblings' friends come over, my parents expect them to, you know, sit down and have a chat with them, to learn a bit more about them and to know, you know, what they're doing, how are they and all. So I feel like somewhere, you know, even his father feels the same way, that he wants to have a chat with his friend who's come over and, you know, to know the person better. And I feel that, you know, it will be disrespectful if I do not give him that respect or that attention in that moment. Right. So it's more towards that than whatever he just blabbered.
In short, he's a
whatever child. It is sweet. Exactly. Like, I just said that. We both say the same thing. And you guys are so cute, even on your Instagram pages. This guy keeps coming up with these fancy little ideas of doing as a cartoon drawing. Of
Yeah, that's all him.
I know. Dunya mein sabse bada vela wahi insaan hai, jo ship pe nahi hai.
Okay, yeah, I can totally resonate with that.
Yeah, sailor at home is the most available.
Yeah, very well. Okay, can we tell our listeners about our Insta page?
Oh, yes, of course. I was coming there. That's the reason I picked up. Please go ahead and talk.
So, all the listeners out there, you can check out our cute little page. We put out about our life and, you know, some fun stuff. The username is Panda and Moose. You can check it out.
PANDAANDMOOSE.
Panda and Moose.
I recommend you should go and check out. It's a cute, very cute page. I really like them. And I think it's important for these kind of pages to be out there in terms of normalizing different types of couples as well. And it's fun. It's good. Why people say, why do you want to be so loud? Why do you want to put it out there? And it's like asking the girl, why can't she dress well? Similar perspective, similar lines. Instead of correcting the men, you ask a woman, why can't you behave well?
Mm.
It's the same thing. Why can't you keep quiet? Why do you want to put your partner out? Yeah. Rahul, you have a lot of things to say about
me. Yeah, I mean, so. Look, this page, the basic, like I forced him, or I would say I bullied him.
Bestered me, bullied me, forced me.
He was not
and
ready.
Everything in between, all the synonyms can be used here for this.
He was not ready for the page, but I said, like, it has always been my dream, even before being in the relationship, that whenever I'll be in the relationship, I will form a page or something.
Okay, before you got into this relationship, did you give that terms and conditions apply to Vaibhav? This is one of the terms.
No.
Other than that, that's cheating. Other than if you didn't, that's cheating. Vaibhav, you have all the rights to. You have a question. I don't know if you remember. No. Yeah,
but
that is
not how black magic work.
But Vaibhav, you have a free question to ask Rahul at any point in time. I hope you remember that.
Yeah, I do. I think I'm still framing that.
Go ahead. But yeah, Rahul, go ahead. Meanwhile, go ahead.
Yeah. Please. So that page, Panda and Moose, is like a little baby. Mm-hmm. Okay, because this thing I feel that as a gay couple, we should have something which we share mutually, right?
Yeah, you could just have given your Instagram password to me.
No, that's my private space. So since we don't live together, we can't mm-hmm. have a pet or something, because that can also be something we can mutually share. So I thought, like, let's form this page, you know, it's like a small small virtual world. And we didn't know that it will get such a overwhelming response from people. People are like, we are connected to our community. So at such a good level through that page, many people, many children who are still in the stage of exploring themselves out, who don't know people, who don't have access to so much information, so they are very confused. So we get a lot of text from them, and we try our level best to, you know, calm them down and assure them that whatever going with you is totally fine and it will get better, because we can relate it to that. We didn't have anyone at the our time to talk about it, and we try to, you know, what happened to us should not happen to next generation of people out there who are in the search of some support. So in that sense also, that page is working very well. And yeah, that's a very cute space. I find my creativity to put out there.
Yeah, he lets his creative juices flow there.
Although Webhub is very creative, but I have to push very hard to take the creativity out.
So you're here for, you know, another XYZ months. It's your idea. It's your, you know, you brought the baby home. So it's your time to change the diapers now. Please go ahead and do that. I am only the caretaker for the page when you are away. But since you're back now, please take the ownership, take the reins in your own hands, and please make use of it. That's all. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Oh yeah, that's a cute
little That's nice. That's nice. No, it's really good. The purpose and those messages when someone comes in, you know, it feels good. It's a sense of sort of builds a sense of community, hope for people. And like you said, we didn't have it. Like, at least men didn't have it when I was growing up. A lot of my people didn't have it. It's there now for a lot of people to grow and to find some support and, you know, supporting videos and text regarding this, which is good. And thank you for doing this. And guys, you should go and follow their page. It's very cute. Go give your love and support to them. Before we come to the end, Vaibhav, do you want to ask a question to Rahul?
I mean, not really, you know. I have all my questions answered even before I asked them out. So I really don't have a question to ask him. Yeah, I mean, it's not really a question. I would say it's more like a subtle suggestion to him. You know, and that's pretty much it. And I guess he already knows what I'm gonna talk about. since you can see his expressions right now, it's like, you know, I just
his want eyeballs to will more... pop out.
I'm sorry,
his eyeballs would pop out the way he's rolling.
Yeah, exactly. they would have done a 360 if possible. So it's like I just wish he was more expressive. That's it. So my question to you is, when will you be more expressive?
Okay.
Towards me.
Yeah.
I don't care about how expressive you are in the world.
I have answered to that. So I will be more expressive to you that day when you will choose to live a healthy lifestyle. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, you got the answer.
All right.
So this brings us to the end. Is there anything that you would want to add, talk about, we have missed? I have missed asking you anything. Or you just want to say something to the listeners?
Yeah, so to the listeners, I would just say that this is Pride Month going on. And irrespective of the month, this, whether you are an ally or you belong to community, just respect everyone, anyone, without any prejudice or without any judgment. That is the least you can do to another human being. And then move forward to, you know, to enjoy with them, to know more about them. But the first initial step is respect everyone. That's it.
Yeah, and even if you cannot respect a person, at least be sensitive towards that person. No.
Be empathetic. Understand where they're coming
from. I mean, empathy is something that not everyone can, do, I would say. At least be sensitive towards other person, you know. That's it. Because other person is also a human being, and they deserve that respect, that love, and that sensitivity as much as you do. So that's that. Thank you so much.
Wow, that's a sweet message. Be sensitive and be respectful of the other. Thank you. On that note, thank you very much for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.